We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we had learned the first Mishnah. The Mishnah said the men of the Great Assembly taught us, Hevu mitunim badin, that we should be patient when it comes to giving ruling. When we give ruling, we should be patient. V'atam ha-she'amar hevu mitunim badin, kedei la'azir yoter la'dinin mish'ar hora'ot, she'mikar gadol b'di'at yitbarach. Hashem says one of the great fundamentals of knowing the way of Hashem is to have true justice. And that's why, specifically when it came to justice, they said be patient. Why didn't they say be patient before you think you understand the Daf Gemara? Be patient before you give ruling on a pot, whether it's fleishik or melchik. They didn't say that. They said injustice. As the prophet Jeremiah said, God says, I want you to grow and know me, I am Hashem who does kindness, justice, and righteousness. Hashem says, this is what I want. So what does Hashem say? I want you to know me. How do you know me? How could a person know God? You know the famous philosopher quoted by the Rishonim, if I'd know him, I'd be him. Yes? How could a person know God? Ach bezot yede'enu lasot dinu mishpat. Ki Hashem asa ele. How does one know Hashem? By doing justice. That's what Hashem does. Bezeu shenemar. That's what the verse says. Dan din ani ve'evyon az tov. Halohi adat otinu Hashem. Hashem says, you judge. You stand by the poor, those that are impoverished. That's knowing me, says Hashem. Uchtiv b'makom acher, elsewhere it says, Uma Hashem doresh mimecha. The prophet Micha says, what does Hashem demand of you? Ki masot mishpat v'avat chesed. Do justice and love kindness. So you see, this is a very important point in Judaism. Justice. Fairness. Not only kindness. There also must be justice. And you'll see throughout the Tanakh, the two go hand in hand. They're complementary. Sometimes people think, no, go above and beyond the call of duty. No. First there has to be a call of duty. First there has to be, what do I owe and what don't I owe? What's fair and what's not fair? Only then can we start talking about chesed. You can't have justice without chesed. You can't have chesed without justice. I have a friend who's a paraplegic.
What?
Paraplegic. So can't move his whole body aside from his mouth and two fingers.
It's a quadriplegic.
Quadriplegic, okay. What's the difference?
Paraplegic is just two limbs and quadriplegic is all four limbs. Para is one,
quad is
two. Quad is four. Quadriplegic is all four limbs.
That all four limbs can't move?
Yeah, paraplegic can move his arms.
Ah, so as far right, so I guess he's a quadriplegic. Okay. One of the things that always strikes me is that he didn't choose his lot. What's the difference between him and everyone else that walks around? We don't stop to think about it. Part of the responsibilities of society is to band together to contend with the things that are beyond our control. So sometimes we band together to fight an enemy, and sometimes we band together to help one another. So part of din is chesed, and part of chesed is din. You can't have din, it's not real justice, if I don't have kindness with it. Because I have to realize there has to be a social structure where we help one another. But I can't go beyond the call of duty if there's no basis of justice. The two are complementary. What were you saying, Mary?
I heard a fantastic, I don't know, it was a drasha that I heard in Shabbat, like 6 weeks ago or something, when Mashiach was asked, why was it that Moshe had to give judgment to the Am before they could build the Mishkan? Moshe, there was Yom Kippur, was the day before they started building the Mishkan.
Yeah.
And the question was asked, why did he have to give out judgment, why did they have to settle all this judgment before they could build the Mishkan? And so he gave a very clever reason that he said that the reason is because to build the Mishkan, everyone had to donate from their possessions, and before the judgment had been passed, they couldn't know if their possessions were their possessions or somebody else's possessions.
Yes, כמו שאמרו במדרש, the Medrash says in the Medrash Rabba and Shmos, כתיב לבני עשרת הדיברות ושפטו את עם בחולת, וכתיב לאחר עשרת הדיברות ואלה המשפטים. Notice that the Torah in the Parsha of Yisro first tells us the story of how Moshe judges. Then you have the Ten Commandments, and right afterwards you have the Parsha of Mishpatim, judgment. משל המטרוניתא שהייתה הולכת בדרך, when you have, what's it similar to? When you have the queen and she's traveling, she has armed forces before her and armed forces behind her. So too the Ten Commandments had to have the justice before them and the justice behind them. Then you could talk about the in-between, the kindness, the honoring your parents, that's in-between. But first, that's the queen. But you have to have the justice on both sides. So the Rabbeinu Yonah said, why does it say be patient in justice? Because specifically in justice, a person has to be even more careful before he gives ruling. We're always careful before we give ruling. But in justice, it's even more important.
What's the definition of justice?
The idea is in monetary rulings. That's the idea. Ta'amidu talmidim arbe. Establish many students. Kedat Bet Hillel. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Kinyan Sheshaninu Bet Shammai Amrim Melamdim El Talmid Hagun V'Tzanua V'Kasher V'Grei Shammaim. Beis Shammai say, you want to enter Machon Meir? Prove it. That you're honest. That you're humble. That you're kosher. That you're God-fearing. Sheneimar, as the verse says, Kol Choshech Tamun Nematzpunav. Bet Hillel Amrim Melamdim Mechol Adam. Beis Hillel say, open door policy. You want to come learn Torah? Come on in. It's true, you'll have 100 students, 90 will go back to the motorcycle gang, but 10 are going to stay and learn. 10 are going to stay and learn, 2 are going to continue. And out of 2, you don't know who's going to be the top student. Maybe both will be even better. How did Hillel work? Shekanas lechol talmidah v'amalem talmidah yesh kan kulchem. Hillel, now this is a fantastic story. And this story, I don't know if we really have the story. I tried looking for it. They say over here it's in the Jerusalem Talmud in Sanhedrin. I looked for it there. I couldn't find it. So he asked them, and he doesn't quote the story the way he quotes it. Maybe is in the Jerusalem Talmud in the Rashbits on Pirkei Avos, he says that this story occurred when Hillel was lying on his deathbed. He said, are all my students here? They said, yes. So one of the students said, everyone's here except for the little one, the little student. Who was that? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, I'm not talking until the little one gets here. Because you're still going to see he's going to lead the whole generation. And they brought in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So you see, just because he's young doesn't mean anything. The young will grow old. The people grow and grow stronger and bigger in Torah. That's what our sages said. Even if you taught students when you were young, teach students when you're old. A person should see it as a merit that he has many students because you never know who's going to be the leader, who's going to be the top. And here you see Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Hillel gave a class, they said, yeah, he's out. And Hillel said, I'm not starting without him. And he was the one who saved the whole oral law. He was the great leader who led us during the time of the destructions. Thanks to him, we have the Mishnah and everything the way we have it today.